Time now for Andrew Slade's Best North Shore. Funding for Best North Shore is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Legacy Fund. Andrew Slade, our very own cultural legacy. Good morning, Sunshine.
I feel like I should put on a beret or something and be artistic.
And, well, you should do that, and you should also be international, as we just discovered.
You know, the Superior Hiking Trail goes all the way almost to Canada. Does that count?
I would think, of course it counts.
Okay.
I took the coolest photograph over the weekend. It was so neat. I was looking at this broad expanse of, you know, our beautiful woods, mm-hmm. heading out toward North Star Township.
Okay.
And there was one little maple tree that had gone red.
Yep.
And everything else around it was green.
Yeah.
So things are not in that much of a hurry yet to change, are they?
No. I was just up in Ely over the weekend, and I was like, this is mid-September, folks. Hello.
It's not like it's not coming.
But, you know, the aspen leaves are just solid green, and, you know, every once in a while, they'd be exactly that one tree or one leaf that was like, had gotten the message, but everyone else is taking their time. Fall colors are not coming nearly as fast this year. A lot of people think it's because we actually had a fairly normal year in terms of moisture, and so one of those triggers of fall colors is sort of drought and dryness, and we didn't have as much of that this
year. I think everything is still going. Where did summer go?
I know.
We had no summer.
Right. And so to some extent, the delay that of spring coming on this spring, is we're seeing it here still. But can you feel the days getting shorter? Do you notice this? I know you're like in here in the basement at sunrise.
Well, the thing is that I now have a lovely office upstairs.
Yes, with a window.
So with a door that looks at Ordine Court.
Okay.
So I can tell when I leave the station and turn the corner how the sun hits the wall.
Okay. Yep.
From the little staircase.
Yep.
And then I don't have any light in the morning when I come in at 5. I used to have just the tiniest little bit of light.
Right.
That's gone.
Right.
But the early sun is going to be timed with my arrival back upstairs.
Okay.
So, I mean, the whole thing is just working out pretty nice. But yes, to make a long story short, yes, I'm noticing.
But anyways, so there's this sort of visceral sense I get anyways. What has all of a sudden, at this time of year in late September, the day's evening sunset is coming earlier and earlier, actually 2 minutes earlier every day this time of year.
Wow.
And it just hits you. Like, if you don't pay attention, all of a sudden it's like, wow, I'm making, you know, I'm chopping the vegetables for dinner and it's dark out almost. Or doing dishes and it's dark out or whatever. And so, you know, in a sense,
the answer to that is to not do dishes. Just a little heads up for
But the point is that to some extent our human bodies are still are cued into these natural seasonal changes that are happening. The trees that are around us are like way ahead of us, and they are completely tuned in to all these things. Trees, it is very much in their vested interest to get their leaves off before the snow falls. If you've ever seen an early snowfall, when there's still leaves on the trees, there's broken branches everywhere.
Okay.
So those big, broad, deciduous leaves that are out there, the trees need to get rid of them before the snow falls. Otherwise, they're going to be losing branches, or the entire thing's going to fall down. And so fall colors is actually this pretty active physiological process that the trees go through. It's like they're trying to get rid of these leaves, and they actually build up cell barriers between the stem and the leaf to cut it off, and then they fall off. If you ever notice, like if there's been a tree that's fallen in the summer, or like a branch is broken off to cut off that connection, it'll still have its leaves on.
They're just dead.
A dead tree, right. If a branch is broken, or the trees don't drop their leaves.
They just shrivel up right there.
They shrivel up right there.
You're
exactly
right. Yeah. They don't drop.
The
world, you can learn something new every day, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yep. No, I know everything, actually.
Well, except you.
Not true.
Right.
So fortunately for us, is this process of these trees sort of desperately getting rid of their leaves as fast as they can, is a beautiful thing to watch, because all that, it has to do with chlorophyll and colors and whatnot.
Is the chlorophyll part of the getting rid of the leaves, or does the chlorophyll just, it accidentally happens at the same time as they're trying to get rid of
them? Well, the chlorophyll is actually what disappears. The chlorophyll's been in there all year, and so they cut it off, the chlorophyll falls off, and it leaves sort of the rest of the leaf in there, which has always been red and yellow all along. It was just infused with.
But does that have anything to do, does that have anything to do with the same physiological process that makes the leaf let go? Or is it just kind of, it just happens?
Have you seen those things, the videos of the octopuses changing color?
Yeah.
It's not quite that bizarre, but I think it's almost as close.
So now as we drive up the North Shore, we'll be thinking of little octopuses on the trees.
So here we are.
Like it.
It just kind of looks like summer out there, except for like the you know, 33 degrees in the morning.
But it's the best time to hike and
yes,
camp.
Yes, exactly. So things are drying up. And really, within 2 weeks, even here in Duluth, the fall colors are going to be coming up and hitting their peak. So hard to believe, but I predict.
Do you?
In about 2 weeks, we're going to be hitting a lot of beautiful fall colors. So.
And it's going to be astonishing.
That's going to be astonishing. Well, that's what
no
some of the
bugs
people...
when you camp or hike.
Well, there's still bugs out there right now. It's amazing.
That's because of the late summer.
There you go. So anyway, but in 2 weeks, should be fine. So great time, you know, pull out your calendars right now, I'd say, and find yourself a couple days, work days during the week, whatever, find a vacation day, personal leave day, school break day, whatever, and plan to get up somewhere in the woods.
Or some week, and you know, if you want to book those weekends for campsites and that kind of thing, there, yeah. You need to make friends with somebody who lives up north.
Yeah. No, a couple of those, especially on the North Shore, some of those, like the last weekend in September, first weekend in October, are actually literally the busiest weekends of the entire year. So find a weekday if you can, and you'll have a much, much better experience. Yeah.
What a great idea. There are all kinds of great resources, obviously. You can Google fall colors online. I think the DNR actually has a fall color. They have an app for that.
There's an app for that.
There is an app for where you can track the peak fall colors and such on your phone. But, of course, you've got some recommendations for some great places that we can go fairly locally.
Yeah, well, you know... you know, if you want to head up the North Shore, you want to plan to get up past a little past Silver Bay, between Silver Bay and Grand Marais, where the best maple forests are.
Okay.
So you'll find really good fall colors all along there, pretty much. And those are some, you know, some of those trailheads on the those Saturday weekends will be completely full. There'll be people, it'll be elbow to elbow people going up like the Oberg Mountain Trail or Carlton Peak. It'll be.
I'm just trying to picture people
elbow
in kind
elbow.
Of a kind of a traffic jam of human beings. What are you doing? Out enjoying nature. pardon me, excuse me.
That's right, yeah, right. But hey, stay here in Duluth, and actually, if you head west over towards Spirit Mountain, the Skyline Parkway over there, there's some stretches of the new Superior Hiking Trail out there that are incredibly beautiful. Not nearly as crowded yet, although I suppose if everyone listening here heads out there.
Which they will. Because when Andrew says go, we go.
When I say go, we go. But yeah, even here on UMD campus, the Bagley Nature is one of the best fall color areas in town, you know, especially with the pond there and the leaves falling. And anyways, it's lovely.
When you can find that perfect juxtaposition of a small lake or pond and the gorgeous colors, and you can get that hard, bright blue with those gorgeous colors and a little touch of green, it's a photographer's heaven.
Exactly.
It truly is. It truly is.
Yep. Yeah, so I recommend finding your favorite source of fall colors information. I really like the DNR, Minnesota DNR's fall colors map. Because it shows you like exactly where the, you know, is it 10 to 25% turned here? Is it, you know, 75?
Yeah, because who wants to waste
here?
Time on 15%? You know, or I mean, even 35%. It's like you know, give me 55 or higher, man.
Right. So basically, you know, the basic message is you don't see it in the woods right now, but mark your calendars next couple of weeks. Give yourself a weekday if you can to get away. And
what a great idea to plan ahead and say you'll regret missing this time of year if you don't. Make the time for
it. Right. And the thing to remember, especially people in Duluth, is that we have so many, we've talked about this before, but it's a lot of the trees that are here aren't necessarily cued into these natural signals the way the big maple trees are. So you can't go by what the trees look like here in Duluth. You really have to either use one of those maps or go out and find it for yourself.
Because the lake makes that much of a difference?
It's the lake, and it's also just the species of trees. You know, some of the maple trees here, I'm putting air quotes on this, the maple trees are... were born in like Missouri or something, and so they don't really know.
So they're not from here. And we talk about this a lot on Wild Gardening and other programs.
Technically, I'm not from here either, but
and this enough said. Andrew Slade's Best North Shore is a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.